This is a Gorilla Podcast Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Maker Show.
Backyard Maker Show.
We speak that word. That real.
Blessings, everyone. My name is Courage. We're going to start off today with a guided meditation so we can ground and clear ourselves in our spaces. So everybody, close your eyes and take a deep breath in from your belly, bringing the breath all the way up. And breathe out and give a big sigh. Let's do that a couple more times. Take a nice deep breath in, filling up your belly, and sigh it out. One last time, take a deep breath in, and sigh it out. Now we're gonna imagine a golden thread above the crown of your head. Right over here, and imagine a thread of gold just coming through your crown and into behind your eyes, your nose, your throat, and imagine that golden thread expanding with golden light, going all the way down to your feet. And now we're going to imagine a beautiful rainbow or iridescent light coming from the crown all the way behind the shape of our eyes, nose, mouth, throat, chest, down into our stomachs, and down into our legs, being transmuted into the ground. And now imagining your legs growing into the ground like tree roots, going deep, deep into the earth's core. Take another deep breath in and sigh it out. Now imagine this beautiful golden ray of sunshine above you. Make it into a fireball and just bring that energy and that energy down into your crown, behind your eyes, your throat, bringing that golden energy down through your chest, stomach, and bring it down into your legs, into the earth. And that energy is for you to be cleared out of all toxicity, any holiday stress, and bringing in goodness for the new year. All right.
Peace, interwebians, beautiful people out there. Welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show, backyardmeccashow.com. We are back with a brand new episode today. We started a little different today. We have some great guests in the house. My homegirl Courage is in the building with the meditation. Peace, sis. How are you?
What up, brother? What up?
And we also got, yes, it's been a while. It's going to be a great one. I can feel it already. And you also brought along two of your own special guests.
Yes. Man.
Can you guys... say what's up, introduce yourselves real quick.
What's up, my name's Patrick.
How about you, buddy?
What's up, my name is Anthony
and Patrick. Well, guys, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for being here. So Courage, man, let's get right into it. What did we just start with? What was that right there, so people could know?
Yeah, we started off with just a very simple grounding and clearing meditation. So every single time we bring in light from above our heads into the ground, and we're bringing in roots into the ground. Every single time we do that, we're grounding in. So we always want to ground in. And in all indigenous tribes, we all have something similar to that. And in the yoga community and in the Buddhist community, you also have similar techniques. So that would be a short example of grounding. And then also with the sunshine or fireball of what you create, that energy that expands can clear out your energy, because a lot of times we can carry energies that are not even us, you know, stresses, work, you know, traffic, all this, and sometimes other outer worldly energies that come by and whatnot, or even our own inner demons or our own inner thoughts. We need to constantly clear that out. So that's a practice that you could do actually every day. Some people do a few times a day, some people do once a week. You know, it really depends what calls you, but in my experience, the more that, especially in this world and in this society, is so important to just take a breath, step back, ground yourself, and also clear out your energy. That's like so, so important.
Absolutely.
So that's what we started with.
Awesome, man. Well, yeah, it's something new. So I know our interweblians were like, what's going on? But definitely, I think it was needed, and I know they appreciate it. We have a lot of great listeners, so thank you for that. That was nice. It set the mood real nice, and let's get into it. You want to introduce your buddies real quick?
Yeah, these are my nephews.
What's up, nephews?
What's up?
What's up? yeah, they're the sons of my adopted brother. We've known each other since our youth and whatnot, and so these are his sons, and we have mommy here, but she's
in the background.
And
what's up, mommy?
So I made a big trek over here. I actually surprised them.
Awesome.
So that was awesome. I was staying out in San Francisco, and before that, living in Costa Rica for a few years. So I've actually been away from home for a while. So
nice.
It's been great. And my brother, their father passed last year, and he was an amazing, amazing man and very talented psychic medium, actually.
Okay.
And truther and hip hop.
I know. You talk about him a lot.
Advocate.
So that's what's up.
Yeah. So.
Cool, man. Well, guys, welcome. Yeah, like I said, Aisha speaks very highly of your father, so something to be proud of, man. And you know, he's here, man. He's watching down. So I hope you guys enjoy the show, and you know, we'll talk. Let's just get into it, I think. So what do you do? Let's talk about that.
What do I do?
Who is Courage?
Am I?
Who is Courage?
Who am I? So I would say indigenous alchemist, truther, hip-hop advocate, holistic counselor.
Okay.
And a lot of that is vocational. Some of that, like the holistic health counselor, that's transformed more into a trade.
Okay.
But that's what you're asking, what I dedicate myself to, and
yes,
everything that I go towards in life is that. So and that's more in the familiarity of the fifth element, knowledge of self, in our hip-hop community in regards to the metaphysics and whatnot.
Okay.
So that's more relatable and in touch with what I am about and the indigenous activism and
gotcha.
Whatnot. So.
Cool. If you want to throw headphones on real quick so you can hear. And then, guys, just be careful of the mics, because the mics pick up everything. So try not to bump. But no, it's all right. It happens. So that's very interesting, very intriguing. Now let's break it down a little bit. How did this all happen? When did you get into it? When did you figure out that's something that resonated well with you?
In regards to the spiritual stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, and I also wanted to plug in, because the spiritual stuff and the bringing knowledge to the community in regards to, consciousness,
mm-hmm,
and whatnot, and coming back to yourself, like on a social, political level as well, came, so all that kind of all came together. So I was always exposed to the social politics from El Salvador and whatnot up to 12 years old. And I think with my parents being always involved in that, seeing that there was a line of needed of consciousness, of bringing consciousness to oneself. And then there was like another level of that. So probably between like 12 to 16, on a spiritual level, reading books of, mm-hmm, even from different cultures, civilizations, ancient,
yeah,
China, ancient Egypt, stuff like that, just really getting into that. And then, well, really, hip hop, with Zulu Nation,
mm-hmm,
and growing up with that really hardcore influence in the Bridgeport area, as a kid, you're introduced to that.
Yeah.
You're introduced to the lessons, like you're there in the cipher and you're, getting introduced to this type of knowledge, and that type of knowledge is like always like, how do you know yourself? Knowledge of self, like, and how is an honorable way of being and whatnot. So kind of all of that blossomed into my trajectory of wanting to know how to raise my vibration more and stuff like that. So that's kind of what, you know, initiated that. And then with my personal experiences at a very young age, I was exposed to like some high level paranormal strangeness. Mm-hmm. So
talk about that.
Yeah. So thank God. So thank God for Zulu Nation of bringing up those topics of needing to raise your energy and whatnot. I probably had my first major experience around, you know, 16 or whatnot. Dark beings or whatnot, you know, you're just like chilling with your friends, all of a sudden like some weird stuff happens. So you start seeking, you know, especially since you're, you know, it's not just you, it's like everybody else, you know, you're like, or a house and your kids, and it's like, oh, it's a haunted house and blah blah blah.
Okay. You know?
So I was exposed to that about 19. I met my my shamanic teacher. She's a shaman from Brazil, and she adopted me and put me under her wing. And I wasn't ready for it. I was 19, and she turned to me and she was like, oh, you're a medium. And I was like, no, I'm just a kid. You know what I mean? Like, and so, you know, basically she told me that at some point in my life, I would be doing what she was doing, and I needed to get serious about it. And because I lived up north in my tribe, Nahuapipil, which you share part blood, you know, I was disconnected. I was disconnected from any specific tribal ceremonies or any guidance specifically. So I owe a lot to her. I was probably under her care as a student for like 6 years.
Okay.
So from 19 to 24. And she told me straight up at 19, like, you're a medium, you can't drink. You can't drink, you can't do drugs, you can't, you know, pot is okay. Anything from the earth, mushrooms, stuff like that. But, you know, you're 19, especially back then, rave scene, all that stuff. I didn't want to hear none of that.
Yeah.
But it took me until 24 to get serious with it. And so what I am now is a drum keeper and a labyrinth keeper. So that means that I can facilitate shamanic journeys to others so that they connect to their ancestors or their power animals or their guardians or their angels. And I've been doing that for about, how old am I? Yeah, 16 years.
Okay.
That's like a native duty, you know, being a drum keeper. So she showed me the ropes with that. So she, you know, so basically from 19, I started like fully training. And then from 24 and up, it really just like catapulted and it became like a daily practice of all sorts of different things. But that's kind of how I learned to navigate the spiritual realm, was through having to protect myself from paranormal experiences.
Okay.
And, you know, following my duty as a Native American woman and doing that, that path. Rightfully and stuff, and you know, sometimes it's like, you know, clearing people, clearing houses, helping people connect with, you know,
it's
stuff.
heavy stuff. And you know, our listeners know that we go into the heavy stuff, and so you know,
and you had that experience too.
Somewhat, yeah.
With me, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did
that.
Yep,
we did that.
Yeah, definitely. I thought you were talking about something else, but no, definitely. Yeah, we did that. That was awesome. That was pretty dope. I recommend it. Actually, I want to ask you, so why do you do it, though? Why do you feel you need to do it? Like, what is it that drives you to, I guess, help people, heal people? In a sense, it's healing the world. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, because I feel like everybody is so disconnected.
Just coming to the mic a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I feel that the reason why is because I feel that everyone... most of our world is so disconnected. Like, if you see what's going out there in the world, you know, on so many different levels, I mean, it's crazy. And that just further disconnects us from our true selves. And when you connect with your true self, you can connect with, you know, that God energy. And that's the type of potential that we should always be at, rather than these other lower vibrations of unnecessary competition and hatred and greed and whatnot, and it's tearing people apart. Like, there's plenty on this earth for all of us to live abundantly, but there's you know, so, you know, there's this battle, you know, so we're asked as human beings on this earth to, you know, connect. So for me, introducing people on how to connect to your inner selves, like one person at a time, is my way of changing the world.
Absolutely.
Because the earth needs, you know, assistance, you know what I mean, in regards to the humanity within it. I mean, not the earth, the spirit, because she'll always be fine even without us, but like the humanity, I mean, it's just so broken. And so that's my passion behind anything that I do, like,
no, that's what's up. Me too, like, you know, I feel the same way. I feel that it's our duty,
you know,
especially when you know, especially when your eyes are open, it's our duty to try to help and heal as much as we can. Like, there's no turning back. Once you know, you know. You can't unknow.
Yes, you can't.
You know what I'm saying? it's not an option. So, yeah, and you know, there's like you said, there's things trying to hold us back from doing that anyway.
Yeah, a lot of energies holding us back on so many TV, you know, all that crap, you know, pop culture, you know, politics, all that stuff is really trying to distract you. And so many other different energies. Yeah. And
why is that though? Why do you think so? I mean, I have my input and my thoughts, but like, you know, you don't have to get too heavy into it, but like, just, you know,
why is the world the way it is? Why it's all fucked up?
Well, why do you think the energies that are trying to distract and keep us away from self?
Because we're so powerful. Mm-hmm. We are so unbelievable. We came from the stars. Like, we really did. You know what I mean? Like, our souls, see, the thing is that all that programming out there, all of that disarray out there, from social programming to pop culture to politics, all of that is to rip yourself from your soul. All that is soulless. Mm-hmm. All that is soulless stuff. So they don't want you to be in touch with your own soul. Mm-hmm. So they want you to be distracted and cut off from your soul. That's their agenda. And the reason for that is because we are so powerful.
And they are not.
They are not. Yeah. They are not at all. And you just have to always, you always have to know that. But you also have to do things to connect and to nurture your inner spirit so you can vibrate higher and see all the tricks and all reading between the lines and all that, you know. So it's, you know, it's important. It's important because if not, you're going to spiral into much more of a darkness and get into this little hamster wheel that they want you to, you know, and just complete distractions from your potential and what you could be doing. Because like, each person in this room has the potential to really shift energy in their communities. It could start off from their own schools, their own classrooms, or to their own state. I mean, look what you're doing here. You know, this is expanding energy. So we all have that power, and they want to like plaster your power and kill it off.
I agree. I mean, you know, they don't have that. And
they ain't got no souls, man.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, I don't know if it, you know, if it's a jealousy thing or just a power thing, but they, you know, they know they have to, you know, hit us with the fluoride, hit us with all that other stuff to dumb it down and stuff. And they've done a great job. They figured out a long time ago, but also, you know, people are waking up. So that's the beautiful thing.
And because our hearts and souls are way more powerful. Yeah,
love, than theirs. Love kills hate.
Yeah,
you know, it always does.
Keep your soul, guys. Keep your soul.
Always. So all right. So now that we talked a little bit about that, what's your mission? Like, what do you want to keep doing or keep providing or I don't know, a goal that you have, like, what, you know, because we all have, especially when you do this type of work, we all have some type of thing that we want to reach or help with. What is your goal? Like, what keeps driving you, type of thing?
My mission is that when someone or a group or a class or whatever I do, even if it's from drumming to like dancing to like art to like writing, any of that, that whenever somebody experiences that, their vibration gets higher and they have more inner knowledge. Like, because that right there, those weapons right there are going to, you can take and continue to vibrate higher. You know what I mean? Like, to give you tools. So my whole mission is to, like, give you tools to continue to help yourself. Or even if I just, like, said something, you're like, oh, I didn't even know about that. And then makes you go research it. And then all of a sudden you're, like, doing that. You know what I mean? Or you're eating more kale, or, you know, using sage, you know. But all these little things amount to a larger, by this person and this person and this person that I'm able to influence, and they vibrate higher. That's making the earth vibrate higher.
Yeah.
And that's making the side of, you know, the righteous even stronger. So it starts off from, like, really small, but it has, like, this effect, because that one person that I could have put on to could have the opportunity of putting on to, like, 1,000 people, or, like, another person that could put it on to 1,000 people and their vibrations. So basically, like, I guess my mission is raising vibes.
Okay.
And different to, you know, because that's what's going to deflect any darkness that comes at you from different angles.
So, all right. So someone who doesn't really know much about this type of thing, how do you get them or help them raise their vibes? How do you introduce it to them? How would you approach somebody like that? Or someone who never has done it and comes up to you and wants to get your input and help and guidance. How do you do that?
Okay, so, well, the basics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So always, you know, knowledge of self, knowing yourself, you know, Lao Tzu even said it, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably where Zulu got it.
Yeah.
So, no, you know, so there's that psychological conversation that you have, like, that understanding of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more of, like, a psycho-spiritual experience. So I always tell people, like, the basis of raising your vibe, besides, like, you know, making, you know, salt baths, you know, sage, simple things that you've seen before in different indigenous, or even yoga or whatnot, or, you know.
Okay.
But also, like, you know, take a good inventory of yourself. Like, what is it, you know, like, have a reflection time, like, meditate for 5 minutes. Like, what are ways that you can improve? What are your defects? You know, so try to clear the mind, like, try to do, like, a quick inventory of the mind. Like, what are the, oh, okay, I have a little bit of anger issues, or, you know, I get a little anxious.
Yeah.
So you just pick one.
It's like a checklist.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you do that. And that in itself, believe it or not, on a spiritual level later on, anchors all of that energy. So, there's a difference. When your mind is more focused and calm to it's all disarrayed.
Yeah.
So that's the first basis in raising your vibes, like the more a basic way of knowledge of yourself, of self inventory and whatnot.
Okay.
And then things like, you know, monitoring alcohol and drug consumption, you know, believe it or not, you know, these things poke holes. You have to be aware of what pokes holes in your aura, you know, because then your vibes are never going to be completely cleared out. So I always tell people, you know, be careful. Don't overindulge, like, everything in modesty. Don't overindulge in food. Yeah. Don't overindulge in alcohol, you know, tobacco. Try to monitor it. Try to monitor all of that. Try to be as modest as possible. Because, yeah, those things poke holes in your aura. And also really extreme bad behaviors, you know, like cheating and lying and you know, cheating, lying and stealing, or, like, you know, that's really going to poke holes in your aura and really lower your vibration. So kind of, like, walk a righteous path. A good little other checklist would be the Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path in Buddhism. It just really breaks it down. Like, you know, make sure you have right thinking. Make sure you have a job that's honorable. You're not selling out. Make sure you're always speaking righteously. You know, very similar to the lessons, actually.
So
stuff like that. Yeah.
So, okay. So, all right. I just wanted our interwebly, and some of our people might not know much about this. So, you know, it's good for them if they're interested to get an intro. How about, I don't know, is there any kind of, let's say, introductory book or a certain type of person they should look into, a video or something that you feel might help the introduction process that people, you know, for the people that want to begin and look into this type of thing?
I would say the Four Noble Truths.
Okay.
And the Eightfold Path. And that's the basic of it's the basic of Buddhism, but ironically it's actually the basic of all different types of metaphysicians and traditions of spiritualities, but it has like a very nice quick checklist. And the Eightfold Path, it's like you look at it and it just gives you like a little checklist of how can you maintain a rightful vibration, like eating good food, stuff like that. So yeah, Four Noble Truths and the Eightfold Path would be a good start to keep the mind clean, and that's how you get the spirit clean. And then, you know what, pick up some sage at your local store, Whole Foods or Amazon.
Cool. I wanted to ask you about that too. The sage, why so important, the sage?
Why is it so important? Well, it is one of the most potent clearing plants in the Americas, in North, Central, and South. And there's different types. We have more here, white sage, which is really great.
Yeah.
And the reason why that's important is because that expels all negative energy.
Okay.
And it brings in, you know, your own positive energy. So it's like a dual purpose thing. It just cleans out the negative and brings in the positive and raises vibration.
Okay.
So and all different, you know, cultures around the world, you know, they've used different types of smokes.
Mm-hmm.
And so for sage, anybody on this whole Turtle Island from Alaska to Chile, would it be your number one clearing tool? And could be used daily. I mean, I use it daily. When you're about it, you use it.
Yeah,
you
gotta use it daily. I use it as well. And you know, I kind of wanted to get into these guys a little bit, because you mentioned that they sage a little bit too.
Yes.
Like, is that something that you guys learned from her?
Pat.
Or Pat? Ah, okay. See, nice.
Tell them about that.
Yeah, you guys want to talk about like the sage and stuff? Like what, basically, when do you sage, or what makes you feel like saging when you sage?
If I feel like,
Anxious?
Yeah.
Like angst, right?
Okay. Yeah. To kind of level out the energy a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool, man. That's what a lot of people, you know, use it for.
Yeah,
for things like that. So.
Yeah, it's actually the cousin of marijuana. So it has a sedative, relaxing property.
Okay.
That calms you down.
Yeah, okay. It really relaxes.
Right? Mm-hmm. It relaxes. You feel that way too, Anthony, right?
Yeah.
And they've been exposed to sage since they were babies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome that dad introduced you guys to that. You know, it's something I'm pretty sure you guys are going to do that for the rest of your lives, man.
Yeah.
Especially as you get older and really understand it all. So that's awesome, man. I think it's great. You know, even with my son is 12, so I get him into it, and you got to start them young. You know? You got to turn them on young.
Oh, Patrick was really into the saging.
Awesome.
And his crystals.
Yeah.
He was my brother, actually. The reason why I am who I am, the way I am,
yep,
as you know, a lot of it is from my brother.
Awesome.
You know, Pat, their father, because if you know, if I'm good at being a psychic, that man was probably the most talented psychic medium I ever knew. And
cool.
Very, very spiritual, very, very, very wise. We called him Wise Cancer.
Wise Cancer.
Yeah, the Wise Cancer. Yeah.
Cool. Well, man, you guys should be very proud, man, because that's something, it's beautiful and it's special to have someone like that, you know? A lot of people don't get that type of, they're for their whole lifetime, they won't get that type of love or energy or feel. So you guys were very lucky, and you still are. So cool, man. Yeah, I just wanted to get into the saging because I know you had mentioned that, you know, they dibble and dabble in it, which is awesome.
Yeah, saging the home, right? Saging
cool.
yourselves, home.
Cool. You guys like the smell?
Yeah.
The smell's pretty nice. I like the smell too when I sage it, you know. It just smells clean. It smells refreshing when you do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Cool. All right, well, Courage, what, let's move on a little bit.
Okay.
I know you do the crystal stuff too. Can we talk a little? Are you still doing that or?
Oh, the jewelry or
the jewelry,
just? Oh, right.
Well,
that's right. Well.
Either or, yeah.
No.
Okay.
It's been 2 years. It's been 2.5 years, guys, since
okay.
we've connected.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And I moved to Costa Rica and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I still love that. But crystals, the usage of crystals, of course, it's part of my daily regimen and household and, you know, and even for them, you know, they grew up with crystals and we got some new crystals for Christmas. So, and it, that's very important also to raise your vibration. And that's also probably like a quick something basic for listeners out there that are just new to raising their vibes.
Yeah.
Besides the sage, Himalayan salt lamps, and also crystals, you know, and that could be feng shui crystals or the crystals you find in, you know, like those sun catcher things.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they could be like real crystals, like, you know, amethyst and ruby and malachite and stuff like that. And those crystals have different properties. And when I do like healing work with people or readings, like, you know, I will give them a regimen of specific crystals to work with, because we're always evolving and sometimes we have different traumas or different things we're going through.
Yeah.
And a certain crystal is going to really, really help you out with that.
Okay.
So I still do that, like in regards to the counseling, like within my counseling, you know, always like crystal healing is involved.
Okay.
But in regards to jewelry, I took a little pause to focus on
that
stuff.
Cool, that's cool. Just wanted to catch it. Like you said, you know, we haven't seen each other till right now, really, till you walked in.
Literally.
So we're really literally catching up right here on air, which is dope though. So yeah, man, we met. Man, I don't even remember. I know we met online. It had to have been Facebook.
Yeah.
And it was obviously through some conscious political type.
Yeah, we were all friends with the same people.
Yeah, that too. We knew a lot of mutual friends, and so this was a few years back, and we connected, and I always loved your energy. You know, we were always helping each other out and talking, and just, you know, good vibes.
Yeah.
Good energy. So I definitely, you know, I always like to get my people up here. So whenever you were in town, I was like, I gotta get her up here, and you finally hit me up, letting me know. So, and which was a surprise. So welcome back,
Thank you.
But let's talk about, can we talk about the Costa Rica, your trip out there?
What
you got going on?
Yeah, sure. So just to let everybody know, because this is a good part of it, I'm American, dual citizen American, and Costa Rican. I was born there, and I was here since I was like a baby. So I was here for like, I'm 37 now, so I was here for 35. And the reason I wanted to leave to Costa Rica since 2004, when Bush was reelected.
Okay.
And when I realized, I have this like extreme realization that the Electoral College was, you know, complete farce, and that we were never going to get anywhere in regards to votes. So it was my dream. So the reason why I got out there was actually for, you know, the biggest boycott that I've ever done, just because on international and domestic policies that I were completely against, you know, the fact that we've been in war for like 17, 18 years is ridiculous, and that, you know, my tax money and all that stuff. So being a truther and wanting to live off the land and wanted to go forward and do that and to walk a life that I truly believe in, I went out there in Costa Rica. So I have a little bit of land out there. I have a little, like, you know, cabin looking thing. And it's beautiful. I live in Guanacaste. It's beautiful. I live in the jungle. I live in the campo. I live, you know, roosters, chickens, horses, cows. It is very beautiful. You know, we do have some healthy tourism that comes in for a few months and stuff. And when I got there, I did get into this, it's a community center, it's a family community center, almost kind of like the Boys and Girls Club, what they have out here.
Okay.
But on a smaller scale. So, and this is a third world country. So, the type of families and children that you're working with are like, you know, they live in shacks, they may not have proper shoes. So you're dealing with that level of poverty as well as, you know, dysfunction, because so this center is called Sepia. It's actually sepiacostarica.com.org rather. And it's this, it's just this collective that helps out with mothers, with helps out with addiction, helps out with domestic violence, helps kids. It's a safe haven for kids from like 3 years old to 21. I mean, kids even after high school still want to go there and, like, you know, help out the younger kids. And there's a lot of different classes there given, and it's an NGO, so it's, you know, nonprofit and whatnot. So we do a lot of good work out there. I worked with them for 9 months, and right now I'm kind of like staying in San Francisco for a few months. But when I go back to Costa Rica, I'm going to go back and work with them. Nice. But it's beautiful. It's very beautiful. Because you're dealing with, like, you know, some the poorest of the poorest that you could imagine of this world, you know, like literally, you know, metal shacks, like, you know, sometimes
a
kids
lot of areas,
like sleep on dirt, you know, in the precarios and the ghettos that we have right there around the center and stuff. So we bring in, like, I had a meditation class. I did a shamanic drumming class for the kids. They have yoga. They have counseling for the mothers. They have educational programs. So we really try to raise their vibe even at a higher level and bringing in kind of like some real alternative classes for them. We have homeopathy for them now. So I was really happy in involving myself with them. So that was the best part. And I felt like, and that, I felt that was part of my mission too, you know what I mean? Because as an indigenous woman and my tribe from Central America, I was able to directly give back to the kids in that area where my ancestors are directly from. So that was very beautiful. So it's beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
You're Tico too.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I love it out there. It's beautiful. I go once a year. And actually, I plan on moving out there too, you know, having a piece of land and
we'll be neighbors.
Just building a house. Yeah, man. It's I don't know. It's a different world to me out there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the people are different.
Yeah.
The culture is different. Mm-hmm. People are more warmer. People say hello. They just don't walk by you like over here.
It's Oh, yeah. You got to stop and have a conversation.
Yeah, yeah. So. All right, cool. Well, let's we're gonna cut the show with is it a meditation you wanted to do?
Yeah, we're gonna do a forgiveness meditation.
Okay.
I think it's great for the holiday season. We're still in it, guys. We got until New Year's.
Cool.
To fit, right? New Year's is gonna
Yeah.
Or something around.
It'll it's gonna come out on Wednesday, which is about the 3rd. So okay. Yeah.
Well, this whole time usually brings up a lot of stuff. The holiday times from Thanksgiving to New Year's brings up a lot of stuff. So sometimes it's so hard to you know, to forgive and whatnot. And forgiving is such a necessity, even to your enemies. Like, we're asked to even pray and forgive our enemies. That doesn't mean you need to talk to them. That doesn't mean.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You can do this type of work where you do energy work and pray rather than having to. Because sometimes you really don't need to deal with.
Yeah,
for people.
No, absolutely.
But you could send them love and you could pray to God for them for the highest of their good.
Okay.
And that's the best way to transmute like stress and frustration and anger you could incur from the holidays.
Gotcha. So, all right, so let's do this. Let me just tune out and then we'll end it with you doing your thing. So real quick, my interweblians, thank you for tuning in to another show. Please remember to check out Backyard Mecca on Backyard Mecca on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Also tune into the GPN on Facebook for the Gorilla Podcast Network. We also have an Instagram, the Gorilla Podcast Network. A lot of new shows coming on. We're expanding for the new year. A lot of great new shows that will be coming in. So please check that out. Tune in. And yes, please have a happy new year. You guys will be listening to this about, I think it's going to be the 3rd. We drop on Wednesday, so it'll be the 3rd. So please enjoy your new year. Prosperous one to everybody. And just remember one thing. If you could accumulate a thought in your mind, that means it is out there. And if it is out there, all you have to do is go get that shit. Peace. Take it away.
All right. So if everyone can get into a comfortable position, seated, and close your eyes, we're going to take a deep breath in and sigh it out. Take a deep breath in and sigh it out. One more time, take a deep breath in and sigh it out. Okay, so now we're going to imagine a golden circle around us. And we're going to imagine these beautiful roses on that golden circle. And these roses are there to take in any toxicity and any negativity and transmute it into the ground. So being that this is going to be a forgiveness meditation, we're going to imagine up to three people that we're having a tough time with. Can't imagine ever forgiving them. So three up to a group of people, because sometimes people have bigger family and friends and whatnot. So just invite those people in for the highest of their good. So imagine those people, inviting them in into your circle. So get them all in there. And these are the hardest people you could think that, you know, it's very hard for you to forgive, or how can you forgive them? But just bring them in with all love, with all good intention. And just take a minute to look at each and everyone's eyes in the circle. So now what we're going to do is we're going to imagine a golden thread from our heart center and connecting to their heart center. So for each one, connect your heart to their heart with a golden thread. Now take a deep breath in, deep breath out. And now take your time and look at them and say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And just say that to each and every one of them. And what you're doing is you're representing the God source energy. Even though you may not have anything to apologize about, somebody in their lives or some trauma in their childhood created them to be that nasty or frustrating towards you. So in a way, you're just kind of representing something else, apologizing to them. And this is going to create a flow. So again, just look at in their eyes and just have the intention. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. Thank you. And now take another deep breath in. Release those golden threads with a sigh. And lastly, we're going to bring in a pink ball of light from above you, from above everybody in the circle. And bringing in that pink light representing unconditional love and harmony, forgiveness and mercy. And we're going to imagine that ball swishing around with our little group. And it's taking out all of the toxicity, all of the negativity. And now we're just going to imagine that pink ball swirling into the ground. And now we're going to ask our highest guide that we have to come in and to speak our truth to these people so that they can kindly no longer have a hold of us of any kind, for them to learn the lessons they need to without you being involved and you disconnecting with love. So just take a minute for your higher self to arrange that. Okay, now say thank you to everybody that was in your circle. And just firmly say, I now detach with love. I now detach with love. I now detach with love. And now they're all out of the circle. And one very last thing, we're going to imagine mirrors with golden and platinum borders on the outside of this golden circle facing outward, with the name of God on each mirror. And this is deflecting all energies that are not of you, making sure that all of their energy is no longer going to affect you in any way, in any plane, in any dimension. And taking a deep breath in and sighing it out. Deep breath in. And sighing it out. One last one, deep breath in. And sighing it out. And put your hands together in prayer pose. Bow to your own hands. And thank yourself for doing this work. And thank yourself for all the good work that you've done and your good intentions and your good heart. And may you all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your holidays.
Awesome. Very tranquil, very relaxing. Guys, thank you for coming through. Anthony, Patrick, thank you for coming by. It was a pleasure having you guys. Mama, thank you for being out there in their corner. Courage, thank you, sis. Love you to death. You know, we got a lot of work to do, but thank you for coming up here. It's a pleasure, sis.
Thank you.
No problem.
It's an honor.
Peace, everybody. Happy New Year.
Tune in next week for another episode of the Backyard Mecca Show podcast.
Rambling.